You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And this is GPB Macon. Good afternoon. We heard earlier in the program how the promise of redevelopment spurred by sports stadiums fared in Atlanta. The Vine City section of Atlanta did not turn around when the Georgia Dome opened in 1992, but there may be another chance at that with a new baseball stadium. Meanwhile, in Macon, local officials have begun studying whether this community should build a new minor league stadium downtown. Last week, local officials toured South Carolina cities of Columbia and Greenville, and they hope to learn how the new stadiums improve the local economy there. One of those on the tour was Alex Morrison, executive director of the Macon-Bibb County Urban Development Authority, and we have him here for an off-the-cuff interview. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Why don't I be the devil's advocate? We lost a minor league affiliate to Rome years ago. Why should we even bother trying this again?
Well, what you saw in Greenville and Columbia, South Carolina, is that they went through the same thing. Both of them lost teams. They at the time weren't ready to build a new stadium, and the team went and chased a greener pasture, and that seems to be the cycle that we hear anecdote after anecdote of teams going to a new city. But once they get into a city where there's a really good partnership and the deal really works, they're willing to stay. And the model that a lot of teams are chasing, at least what we saw in South Carolina, is where they can be a critical part of some type of larger redevelopment.
Right. And so that, in fact, I think the Greenville mayor said you can't make a standalone stadium. What does it take to bring, does it mean bringing someone else then into the fold too, a developer into this fold?
Yes. All of the stadiums that you're going to see today are going to include some type of master development. And that's what we saw in both Greenville and in Columbia, where there was a development team on place. There's the municipal part of it that makes it a public facility, a multi-use facility for the public, with a lease to a baseball team is the typical structure. And what you have is a developer who's doing a mixed-use development that's anchored around the multi-use sports facility. And so you'll see residential development as well as commercial, office, and retail all around that stadium that is producing a exponential economic impact that's not just ticket sales and concessions. It's a vibe in your downtown.
Well, I mean, Greenville has a lot of oars in the water, I suppose, is maybe a way to say it. They've got a lot of business, booming business. What comes first then? Does there need to be booming business and a vibrant downtown first and then a stadium? Can a stadium help spur that on?
No, and that's exactly what we were hoping to look at in these two communities, where you have two communities that were at a very similar place to where we are today, where downtown is coming back. It's making its strides. And they, both of them, told us that what they saw in baseball was a catalytic project, something that could take the process of revitalizing your downtown and taking it to the next level. In Greenville, you saw it in spades because they actually put it in an area that was not redeveloping at the same speed as the rest of Main Street, and the development grew faster around there and grew out to meet them. In Columbia, they have a large site that they're redeveloping that's downtown adjacent, and so hoping to do the same thing there.
Real quick, what's next?
Next, we just have to take away from what we saw and see if it's the right model for Macon, and continue to analyze the feasibility study that we had and see if we can look at sites and things that would work here.
And I suppose that means taking the temperature, too, of the commissioners, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's part of what we were trying to do, is just really see how it's worked in other places. And the big takeaway was that it can work, and when it works well for redevelopment overall, not just baseball.
Alex Morrison, thanks so much for dropping by for an off-the-cuff conversation.
Thank you.